I'm Neil from the Starling Tribune, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual host. Check out all the other great podcasts at GunnaGeek.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
You have been granted clearance by Director Phil Coulson. Stand by for SHIELD debriefing. All information to be discussed here is classified and may only be discussed among agents granted clearance by the SHIELD director.
Now it's time for your scheduled debriefing. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer.
And I'm Agent Lauren.
Welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., a Marvel Comic Universe fan show. This is podcast number 129 with a pre-Comic Palooza 2016 interview with Ming Chen. This show is recorded on Thursday, June 16th, 2016. Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a fan-based podcast on the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Daredevil Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage on Netflix. And the general Marvel comic universe.
Because of podcast love.
If you'd like to talk to us about everything podcasting or anything Marvel related, we have a website, legendsofshield.com. We have a voicemail line, 844-THE-BUS-1, 844-843-2871. We have a Tumblr page, we have a Facebook page, we have a Twitter account, all Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. We are part of the GunnaGeek.com network, and you can find us there. And you can find all of our video podcasts at youtube.com/GunnaGeek. This time on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., we're going to be going over our current giveaway, which is a Marvel Collector Corps crate, Women of Power. We're going to be doing our interview with Ming Chen, and we're going to be talking about what Lauren is just about to do in a matter of minutes with Comic Palooza 2016. First of all, before we get into all this great stuff, we're going to be talking about our giveaway. We do giveaways on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. These are stuff that are either donated or bought by Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. hosts, and we love to give it away to our fans, but we don't just give it away by just spamming it out. No, no, you have to do something in order to get it, don't you, Lauren?
Yes, you do. In order to get the Women of Power Collector Core box, what you need to do is you need to get a hold of us and tell us in some form that we can remember, so you can't just like come into the live chat and be like, I want this to happen, bye, because it will not survive for posterity there. But what you need to do is you need to tell us which currently male, currently on screen Marvel character you want to see as a female character and who should be cast. We have one entry so far and it is a good one.
That's right. We'll be going over that next podcast, but in the meantime, let's just talk about gender swapping. We're talking somebody, preferably from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but it could be from the Netflix universe. It could be from the small screen, the television universe with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It could be with the Fox or the Sony movies. What one male character do you want to see gender swapped to female? And then who would you cast as that female character? And you need to get it to us by July 20th, 2016. And you can get it to us by any of the means we just described, our Twitter page, our Tumblr page, our Twitter account, or you can email me at StargatePioneer@GunnaGeek.com, or you can use our great voicemail. That's right. Pick up the phone right now and call 1-844-843-2871. Or if you're dialing, dial in 1-844-THE-BUS-1, and you will definitely get that. All right, Lauren, it's on to the great interview.
Yes, it is. This just happened a matter of hours ago, and it was awesome.
Yeah, hold on. We'll get to it. This is the definition of rush podcasting. Lauren went out, she got the interview, she ran back home, she loaded up the file, she gave it to me, I edited the file, and now we are podcasting about it, and we are talking about Ming Chen. This was a fun interview.
It really was. Ming Chen is an incredibly nice guy. I've been watching Comic Book Men for a long time. I've been listening to Tell 'Em Steve Dave and I Sell Comics for years. And yeah, this interview was fantastic for me.
So without further ado, introducing Lauren's interview with Ming Chen.
Hey, I'm here with Ming Chen from Comic Book Men and I Sell Comics and the Smodcast Network and like everything. Yeah, he's here with Comic Palooza. We're looking at the skyline of Houston and it's a beautiful day.
You've done your homework, my friend. I love it. I love it. I love it when people come well prepared. You know, even if you just write a Wikipedia entry, that's all that matters. And yeah, we're on a rooftop, which is like, this is my ideal situation right here. Baller rooftop. I think there's a pool on the other side. Like, it's a little warm out right now. My suggestion is that we just strip down and jump in the pool at some point. I'm all for it.
That would be excellent. Actually, I watch Comic Book Men. I listen to I Sell Comics. I love comic book podcasts. I love hearing people talk about comics. So are you more of a Marvel guy, a DC guy, like a independent comics guy? What are you?
It's weird. People always boil it down to like Marvel or DC. I've actually been reading a lot more Image lately. I grew up loving superheroes and tights and saving the world and you know, crossovers and you know, events. But I think as I got older, it became harder to relate to. So I like Image is more kind of story-based. So things like Saga, things like you know, East to West, things like Paper Girls are like just awesome, cool stories. Are kind of what I'm into now. Why the Last Man, which is a Vertigo title, I believe. But yeah, as I get older, I think I'm more relatable right now. Although, you know, I don't know, it seems like DC and Marvel, every 6 months there's some kind of big event. And we, you know, a relaunch, a rebirth, a Secret Wars, a Civil Wars, a war somewhere, which is great. But you know, at some point, I'm like, come on, like, let's keep it simple and stop renumbering everything. Like, let's get back to the good stories. So
what's your big, like, must grab every month title right now?
Right now, I have a couple. Paper Girls is definitely one of them. Brian K. Vaughan, if you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. I describe my elevator pitch for that. I don't write it, but is four girls, 1988 Cleveland, four paper delivery girls who meet these weird kind of like inter-time dimension beings. And yeah, there's all kinds of weird like time paradoxes and crossovers and stuff. But I describe, yeah, it's like Goonies with four girls meets like E.T. meets like Inception. It's pretty amazing. And if you don't know anything about Brian K. Vaughan, he's written Saga. He did Why the Last Man, did a comic called Ex Machina. He wrote a couple episodes of Lost. He's the first person to do a outside of like Robert Kirkman, like Walking Dead one shot called Walking Dead the Alien. He's a brilliant writer. And that's one that's kind of really hit me. I'm an 80s kid, and that one's really hit me. The all new Hawkeye is definitely one of my favorite. Started out by Matt Fraction a year or two ago, since picked up by Jeff Lemire. And you know, Hawkeye always gets a shaft. Anytime I see a kid with like an Avengers shirt, who's missing? Hawkeye and Black Widow. And that's not the Avengers then. Like, you can't leave those two out. Hawkeye's always intrigued me, just mainly based on his characters, his background, and his philosophies as a guy. Like, he's kind of a screw up. He does great things. And, you know, he's got his heart is in the right place. His head, maybe not so much. And not only him, but I really love Kate Bishop. I think Kate Bishop is... Kate Bishop's more Hawkeye than Hawkeye in my mind. But I love the banter between Kate and Clint. Like, she's always giving him crap. She's always saving his... I have a lot of female friends, and, like, that's how I talk to them. Like, it's... You know, we always just kind of give each other crap, but, like, we know... But the difference is they go and save the world at the same time. So, yeah, that's definitely a must-pick-up title. What else? I mean, right now, Civil War II and Rebirth are definitely must pick up titles. I like the direction both of them are going in. I'm kind of leaning towards Civil War right now. I think Mike Zapsik, who's on the show with me, is more of a DC Rebirth guy. I think he kind of loves the Barry Allen and Wally West kind of time paradox thing. I'm digging the Civil War II, like, kind of Minority Report homage to, you know, superhero pre-crime. Like, how can you not love that? So, yeah, that's definitely pretty amazing. Yeah, there's so much out there. I mean, we tried to count one, and there's literally, on some weeks, there's over 100 new titles. So, and then there's an indie comic book by a publishing house called Blue Juice Comics. They have a book called The Accelerators, which is about time travel, but time travel where you can only go forward and not back. And it's pretty amazing. And I gotta give them a plug. The guys who make that comic, they're on the crew of Comic Book Men. And I think this is an inspiring story because they knew nothing about comics before they started working on the show. But they're at the store all day. So between shots and stuff, they would start reading. And then one day they decided they just wanted to make a comic book. And I'm like, go do it. Go make a comic book. It's not that hard now. You can find an artist pretty easy. There's a million artists out there. You could, you know, you guys write the story, everything else will take care of itself. And they got into Diamond, they got into Comixology. They, you know, they're truly the inspiration, the story of inspiration for any kid out there who wants to make a comic book. They went out there and they did, and they're doing it successfully. So yeah, those are some of my must pick up titles.
So speaking of the show, how has being on it changed like your relationship to comics?
It's only increased my love for comics. And I mean, I have, being on the show, I live more advantage now, I guess. I mean, my relationship with comics was always go to the store, pick up my pull list, go home, sit in a comfortable place and read them all, maybe all at one time or throughout the week. And then, you know, after I started working at the store, it was, well, wait until, sometimes we get them Tuesday night, which is cool. So you get that little lead time. Or Wednesday, you know, pull out everything you want to read, go in the back of the store with a great cup of coffee and read them and then put them back. And so I kind of have that advantage now where I don't even have to pay for them anymore. Like, you know, don't tell Walt that I'm, you know, a comic store is not a library. You should be buying the titles. But now when I go to cons, especially with the independent publishers, they need all the help they can get. There's so much out there. The competition is pretty strong. And they would either like me to read their comic or plug it or, you know, even simple thing as just taking a photo of it. But I like to read as much of those as I can. So you never know where the next great story is going to come from. So I have that advantage where now people are just giving me books. So that's pretty cool. I'll never pass up a free comic.
Okay, so weirdest free comic or free thing or something that somebody's given you?
Ooh, that's a great question. I mean, we're always getting like homemade, like baked goods, or one guy gave us like Ziploc bags of beef jerky once, and I'll eat anything. So I ate it and everybody else is cringing, waiting for me to like pass out or throw up. And I got a pretty iron stomach, so that's pretty good. Yeah, the comics range from pretty weird. I just read one about two roommates always at each other's throats. Little do they know that one of them is a superhero and the other one is his arch nemesis. And I thought that was kind of cool. So that was a very recent comic that somebody gave me. Sky's the limit with whatever you can come up with. So that was a pretty cool book, I thought, though.
And I guess finally, what's one piece of media? It doesn't have to be a comic. It could be a movie, music, book, whatever, that you think people just absolutely have to experience.
Podcasting, for sure. I think if you're not podcasting or listening to a podcast, you're missing out. There's always those kind of fantasy movies where they go out and they find some kid in the boonies who, like, he becomes an awesome, like, athlete or something. I think that's what podcasting is. Like, it's something that... there's so many great stories out there, and they don't necessarily have to be from like a professional writer or Stephen King. There might be some dude out in Iowa who like just has a great story that he wants to get out there. And podcasting is such an accessible medium now. All you need, you know, like a recorder, a mic, or not even, you could do it on your phone these days, have it up on iTunes or whatever in like 10 minutes. And when it boils down to like entertainment wise, all I need is a good story. And I think podcasting, and it's, as a podcaster myself, though, like I love it. I just love trying to tell a story. And if people listen, great. And it seems like people kind of dig what we're doing. And for me, it's just so much fun. It's kind of like get to vent a little bit. And as geeks, like what's the thing we love best is a vent about something, either good or bad. You know, if you see a great comic book movie, great. We want to talk about why it's great. If it's bad, then we want to rip it apart. So I think people love sharing that experience, for sure. It's that's why I love comic book movies so much. Like, everyone's kind of in the same boat, and we love, you know, we love hearing whether you loved it or not, and we want to know why. It's such a communal kind of thing. And same thing with cons. So, but yeah, podcasting, if you're out there, you're thinking about starting one, like just start it. Like, if I have to, I'll come down and help you out. I mean, I've done it before, but it's not that hard. I think you should do it. If you haven't listened, then go listen to an episode of Smodcast or This American Life, or you know, or our show I Sell Comics, or the Ming and Mike Show, or you know, whatever. There's something for everybody.
What's like the latest one that's just hooked you in, that you're just like, oh, I have to binge this like right now?
I don't know if anyone's ever heard of it. There's one called Love and Radio out there that I've been listening to, and I got hooked into that one because they did an episode with some wacky dude who ran a strip club in his basement in Detroit, Michigan. I really have to send you the link. So this guy is whacked out of his mind, and I'm like, who does this? But somehow they talked their way into interviewing him. Like, at first, he was like, well, how much are you going to pay me? He was like, well, I can't pay you. So they get there, and they start drinking tequila, and the guy starts telling a story about why he started, and, you know, how he starts this, like, weird backroom strip club in his basement in Detroit, in the worst part of town in Detroit, Michigan. And then he starts getting belligerent, and then they try to leave, and then he insists on making them sandwiches because they're all drunk. It's really great. And, you know, the guy calls himself Jay Thunderbolt. Like, it's really awesome. So it's a great podcast. But then I started listening to all the other ones they did, which is kind of all story-based like that. And they're doing a great job. It's really cool.
All right. Thank you so much. And thank you to the Sky House for letting us record here. And thank you to Comic Palooza for bringing us all together.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Lauren, you are one well-prepared podcaster.
I tried.
That was an awesome interview. Thank you very much for grabbing that. And I got to tell you, we need to start a strip club in Haley's basement.
Yeah. You know, she's outvoted on this one. So yeah, it's Haley's place. We are holding this at Haley's place.
And we're going to do a weekly podcast on the strip club in Haley's basement. So that is fun. He had some interesting stories there. It was great that the one media that he said that he would absolutely, without a doubt, advocate to anybody is podcast. That was fun to hear.
Yeah, it's okay. So I started listening to comic book. Well, okay, now it's Comic Men, but at the time it was way back when, you know, the Smodcast Network was just starting out, and Rian Johnson and Walt Flanagan and Brian Quinn had to all kind of be coaxed into it. And Ming Chen, you know, and Brian Zapsik, they would just kind of show up every now and then. And then they started showing up more and more. And then they started doing I Sell Comics. And that sort of spun off into its own thing. And it's been really interesting seeing, you know, him and everyone else just kind of find their own feet with that. And now he's here and he's talking about, no, and I'm helping people out now. And I'm seeing this media grow. And it's, I mean, I look at that and I kind of see our own experience mirrored. Like, you know, we started out as fans of a podcast and now we're here as part of this big network. And you have a podcast where you encourage people to improve their own podcasting experience. And we're all just this kind of big community where we help each other grow and develop. And it's just this big, you know, cornucopia of love, to crib a phrase from Potter Puppet Pals.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you're referring to, by the way, is both the GunnaGeek.com network and the Better Podcasting podcast, which Steven, the network owner, and myself do to try to help people, hobby podcasters, just get a little bit better on their game, to bring it up to the next level, whatever you want to call it. We just like to see hobby podcasters do really good. And as Ming Chen actually said, you can podcast from your phone. Yes, you can. And there are ways that you can do it to make it sound just like you're in a studio. You obviously were interviewing him in a restaurant, and there was some kind of...
Yeah, so we were... Okay, the Sky House was gracious enough to give us the top floor of their apartment building, and it's beautiful, and it's up there. But the thing is that inside of there, the AC was kind of on the fritz.
Okay.
And I'm perfectly comfortable because I'm apparently a lizard person, but everybody else was sweating because it's Houston, and for the first time in like a week, it hasn't rained, so it's hot and humid. So we were outside where we could have a breeze. And the downside of that is that we're outside in downtown Houston where there's traffic. And just after we finished recording, I guess there was an accident or something because a fire truck came screaming past us. And yeah.
It's the fun of live interviews.
It is.
And you get some ambiance in there as well. Now, we mentioned a couple of titles that I'm interested in checking out. I have not heard of these before, but Paper Girls and The Accelerators both sound like amazing series. They both have some time dilation in there, time travel in there. So I will be checking them out the next time I go to my local comic book store, or LCS, as it's known to us in the know.
Which kind of reminds me of something else that it was said, and back to podcasting. some of the people who work on Comic Book Men were the ones who started this comic. And it's sort of the same that we say with podcasting. If you have an idea, go do it. Right now, it's like the easiest time in the world to do this.
Absolutely is.
And yeah, like you have an iPhone. If you want to make a movie, do it. You have all this equipment that you can find online really easily. If you want to make a podcast, do it. If you want to make a comic, go out there and do it. Right now, one of the best things in my life right now is getting together every Wednesday and recording with y'all. It's just this incredible focus and drive. And I'm seeing that with other people around me. So yeah, if you take nothing else away from this interview, two things. One, good comic recommendations. And two, go out and do something fun.
Absolutely. It is the highlight of my week to be podcasting with all of my co-hosts. And fortunately, I'm able to do it 5 times a week. Although this week, I'm able to do it like 15 times because Lauren's grabbing all these great interviews and they're fun to listen to and they're fun to produce and they're fun to put out as podcasts. So is there anything else you want to say about Ming Chen before we get to Comic Palooza?
Well, first, sorry, not sorry about the interviews. And other than that, no, just again, thanks for being so awesome and agreeing to interview us and for being so nice.
All right. Thank you very much, Ming Chen. And we're going to move on to pretty much our last preview of Comic Palooza. All right, Lauren, it is mere hours away, minutes away, if you think in terms of 60 times each hour. So we're well within sleeping nights of Comic Palooza. What are you looking for most tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, I'd say the number one thing that I'm looking forward to is the Strange and Unusual panel that I'm going to be on at 7:30, if I'm remembering correctly, 7:30 p.m.
So
come check us out.
Both Friday night and Saturday night, right?
And Saturday night, yes.
Is it going to be a repeat performance or are you looking at different material?
I believe we're going to be basically covering the same stuff. We're not doing a live reading or anything. I mean, unless there's a request for that. But no, mostly we're going to be talking about how exactly one goes about doing an audio play.
Mm-hmm.
And then also on Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m., I'm going to be on the Business of Podcasting panel with Ming Chen and also Metal Geeks, Nerd Foo, Comical, Reality Check. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun time. And I do have one request for the Strange and Unusual podcast, and that is for Mr. Asmodeus' voice to be heard, because that man is amazing with his voice talents. It is going to be a fun time. I'm sorry I'm going to miss it. I have some stuff I have to take care of at home, so I won't be able to make it there, but I know you will represent the network well, and you will have a ton of fun. And you were there today, as a matter of fact, with another network individual, Eric from Art House Legends, right?
Yes. And he's going to have some material for Art House Legends, too. So check out their feed and check out our YouTube channel.
Can't wait for that. All right, folks, it's time to get moving on because I have another podcast to do. So let's walk this one out. Stay tuned to this channel, stay tuned to this podcast, stay tuned to this RSS feed for more great Comic Palooza 2016 coverage. You can always find our regular podcast streams at www.geeks.live. I say www all the time because not everybody is aware that live is an internet extension now, like com or net or org. So geeks.live is actually an extension. You don't need the www, but I say that because not everybody is accustomed to it. So Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, we do our live shows. We do have a website, legendsoffuel.com. More importantly, we have a voicemail, 844-THE-BUS-1, 844-843-2871. We have a Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr, and I have an email address, stargatepioneer@gunnageek.com. You can get a hold of me there. We do have a forums on our network. It's forums.gunnageek.com, or you can search for Gunna Geek on the Tappa Talk app. Tappa Talk. Lobster, that was for you. by the way, we normally cover like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or a Netflix series or a movie that's going on in the Marvel Universe. And then when we do that, Lauren, what do?
I live tweet, most commonly at Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern.
9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and that is at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Twitter. And it is a fun time. Lots of people get into it. We've been retweeted and interacted by cast members of the shows. And it's just fun, the banter that goes back and forth. Lauren does an amazing job. It is often tried to duplicate, but never replicated by Stargate Pioneer. That's for sure. I try my best when Lauren can't do it.
And we are currently going through season 2 of Daredevil, so join us for that.
Yeah, we just started this week, so if you want to get in on it, now is a great time if you haven't seen it already. I just want to say thank you very much to all of our listeners. We really appreciate you downloading this podcast and all of the great short interviews that we have done this week.
And I want to thank Comic Palooza for helping to make this possible. I want to thank everybody that we've interviewed this week, most recently Ming Chen. And just thank you so much for being so amazing.
No, I say thank you very much to the anonymous donor, which has donated the Women of Power Marvel Collector Core Crate. Remember our giveaway? Please tell us who you would gender swap from male to female, and then who would you cast in that role? Get it to us by July 20th, 2016. Haley usually does this spot. She is sadly not with us tonight. I have yet to hear back from her on all the great fun that we're missing, but I know that when I do, she's going to be like, oh, guys, I can't believe you did this without me. All right, Lauren, I think we're done for today. Thank you very much for the great episode. Until next time, I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer.
I'm Agent Lauren.
Bye. See you guys next week. Bye.
Later.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com and you'll find all of our contact information in other shows. You can also visit legendsofshield.com where you'll find our complete archive of podcasts. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legends, Stream, or Gunna Geek. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the property of the Disney Corporation. No infringement is intended.